Set on the grounds of a 150-acre nature center in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you'll find the Blandford School. It's a small school, part of the public school system, where sixth graders can spend a year on studies dedicated to the environment. The 60 students pretty much have the run of the place, and you're likely to see them taking notes by a stream, reading books under the shade of trees, or hard at work in the chicken coop. For more than 20 years, chickens have been an integral part of the curriculum here. Each fall, the school buys about 100 chickens, and every morning at 11 o'clock, it's time for chicken chores. First, the students collect the eggs.
I found a white egg. Is that unusual to find a white egg?
Kind of, because we mostly get brown eggs. We have
eyes of brown.
So they lay brown eggs.
About 90 of them a day. The kids gather them up, sorting out any that are badly cracked or pecked. Then 12-year-old Kyle Keener fills the feed buckets.
We add oyster shells sometimes to the feed.
Why?
To give them calcium. It helps their eggs. Their eggs are tougher and harder when we give them oyster shells.
Altogether, the chicken chores take up about an hour of class time per day and 2 hours on Mondays when the kids clean the coop. And the work doesn't stop on weekends or holidays. The chickens need attention every day. Like any farm operation, this one isn't just about raising animals. It's a business, and the kids run it that way. They elect a president and several vice presidents, and there are committees that oversee everything from research to management to finance. 11-year-old Spencer Persons is this year's president.
Actually, the vice presidents do actually almost more work than I do. I just kind of watch over things, make sure they're okay. Like, I'll be consulted if anything goes wrong in any of the committees.
In addition to these responsibilities, every kid gets to try his hand at sales. Their target markets are family members, friends, and neighbors. Teacher's aide Diane Addington says the students quickly learn what makes a successful company.
The children are learning about how many eggs you have to sell and at what prices, and also learning about money and how you have to work for what you get. And if they don't work hard, we won't get a lot of eggs, and then we'll be in the hole.
All the kids' work is reflected in the cost of the eggs, which range from $1.25 for a dozen small eggs to $1.85 for jumbos. Kathleen Ryan admits that's more expensive than the grocery store.
It's a lot more.
For instance, jumbo eggs cost nearly twice what you'd pay at the store. But Ryan says the cost reflects the quality.
The grocery stores, you would get like three-month-old eggs, and you'll get these within a week.
This year, the students expect to make about $1,200 in sales. Even so, that means they'll pretty much break even. But teacher Dave Schlachter says the point isn't to make a profit. The point is to learn to navigate through the ongoing struggles of running the chicken business.
We have diseases, and kids have to research that. You know, what's the cause? What's the solution? What's the cure? Right now, we have a problem. Some of our eggs have hard yolks, and we're trying to figure out what's the cause of that.
In more than 20 years of running the chicken business, no one at the school's seen anything like it. But they turned the problem into a learning opportunity. Kyle Keener says the students consulted with specialists at Michigan State University.
We sent them a sample, and they told us that they were roundworms and gave us the medicine. So we're now putting the medicine in their water, and hopefully they'll get better.
Most of the kids here say they love working with the animals and running their own company, although none of the students plans on becoming a chicken farmer. Still, Paige Bronsink says the classes in the coop should prove useful later on in life.
With the chickens, it's kind of like having kids, you know, because you have to feed them certain amounts, water them, clean up their poo, you know. It's kind of like just helping you with being a grown-up.
With the school year soon drawing to a close, so too will this year's chicken business. This June, the kids will sell off their chickens to local egg farmers. And next fall, a whole new crop of students will start the process all over again. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.